Two senators and an industry group are calling for an FDA review of a Super Bowl ad by the telehealth platform Hims & Hers, which promotes GLP-1 weight loss medications. The senators expressed concern that the advertised products are not FDA approved and that the potential side effects of the medication are not listed. In a letter, Senators Dick Durbin and Roger Marshall urged the FDA to ensure the advertisement complies with federal regulations governing prescription drug advertising. They said FDA-approved labels and advertisements for brand-name GLP-1 medications include information about side effects including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, and abdominal pain. The Partnership for Safe Medicines, a pharmaceutical industry group, said in a separate letter to the FDA that the ad is blatantly misleading and poses a substantial risk of harming consumers. The organization pointed out that while GLP-1 medications such as Wegovy and Ozempic are FDA approved for weight loss, compounded versions of the drugs may not meet the same safety and quality standards. In response, Hims & Hers defended its advertisement, emphasizing that the company is not a drug manufacturer, but rather a telehealth platform that connects customers with licensed healthcare providers. According to the company, the ad accurately represents the services it offers, including the option for healthcare providers to prescribe compounded medications when appropriate. The company said in response, quote, "We follow all applicable laws and regulations when it comes to advertising access to treatments available through our platform. We always include clear language that compounded products are not FDA approved or evaluated by the FDA for safety, efficacy, or quality." Hims & Hers said the pushback is an attempt to stifle the advertisement, which it contends highlights flaws in the healthcare system. This is a clear attempt by industry groups to cancel an advertisement that directly calls out how they are part of a system that fails to prioritize the health of Americans, the company said in a statement to SAN. The system is broken, and this is just another example of how they don't want Americans to know they have options. The FDA had not yet commented on whether it will review the advertisement or take further action.